Yeah, brought to you by Master Builders. Upskill with the Master Builder qualification. It's time to talk Most Likely, where we preview the round, discuss games, players, coaches. I'll lead off, boys. Newcastle Knights have endured horror week. Which team is most likely to dominate the headlines next week, Dave, do you think?
It is really difficult to get past. We'll go past the Knights, but we have to, Matty. And for me, this game for Parramatta against Manly, I think it's significant for the Eels. With so much turmoil going on at Manly over the past 10 days, Parramatta without Mitchell Moses, it would be easy for the Eels to come up with an excuse not to turn up. And they can't afford to. No. They have to get this done.
If they can get this done, they're in the eight.
That's right. It's so significant. But if they don't, mate, that's the spotlight will be well and truly on them. And while ever Jake's in the halves, given how much scrutiny, unfairly, mind you, has been on him, it will only intensify. They need to get this one done, or else I think the focus will be on Parra next week.
Righto, boys. The player most likely to get a 10 out of 10 in the old days of Rugby League week this week?
I'll go Jack Whiten. Yeah. I think he's in great form. We all know how tough he is, but the last couple of weeks, his kicking game against the Titans, I think he nailed 240-20s, which is huge. Just showing a real bit of class. And I think the Raiders are the big story over the weekend. I think they'll beat Penrith, and I think they'll beat them well.
I'll go Latrell Mitchell. Just the form that Latrell is in at the moment. And, you know, he's showing the signs. You know, like Hanley did in 88 with the Tigers, Hayne in 09, Tommy Turbo last year, where he just carries a side, if not to a title, very close.
Yeah, I like Munster, guys, because the Melbourne Storm need, they need a 10 out of 10 from Munster. They need their gun to stand up. And if the reports are true that he could move to fullback, I think that might even only help his game. It'll free him right up. I expect Munster to have a big one.
Yep. Benny?
Boys, which team at the moment that's in the top eight do you see was most likely to fall apart in the last month of footy before finals?
Oh, well, I tell you what, as Dave said, they were fantastic last week, Parramatta. Great performance. The concern is they've got a really tough run home, and if they get beat by Manly, it's very easy to get the hippy shakes, particularly if you lose your halfback along the way. So if they can win this game against Manly, they'll be in the top eight. But if they don't win this game, I think they could get really nervous in the next coming weeks.
They've got a tough run home, don't they?
Very difficult run home.
I'm nervous for the Bronx guys. I think we touched on it earlier. They're starting to look a little bit wobbly. I feel there's a bit of a fatigue factor there coming out of Origin. They do have Newcastle next week. So while we might not see the slide immediately, they do go Parramatta and Storm in the following 2 weeks, and I just don't feel like they're the side that we were seeing only a month ago.
No Carrigan for three more weeks.
That's a big loss, Carrigan.
Boys, which team is most likely to win by 20-plus this weekend for Joey?
Oh, man.
Storm. Although, wet. It's going to be a wet ground down there. We've got that low coming across Australia.
Yeah,
you notice that I'm doing all the weather reports.
The Titans should be doing better than they have. You look at their side on paper.
Who's that?
The Titans. They should be doing a lot better than what they're doing.
100%.
You know, it's the old thing. It's like you look at what Tino's doing every single week, and you just go, mate, if the same effort and application was there with Dave for Feeder.
So was it 20 points more? South without a doubt. Day game up there in the sunny coast, dry surface. Against the Warriors, it'll be open game. Cody and Latrell put a clinic on.
Which team is most likely, boys, to stamp their premiership credentials all over the competition this weekend?
I think it'll be Penrith.
I think the Raiders.
I think Penrith will win. I love what they did last week in the second half. They recalibrated with 12 men, won the second half 6-4, had two or three tries disallowed. I think they'll win again. I think they'll win through their power game in the forwards.
I think Penrith will win, but geez, the Raiders are going to come out hungry. They have to.
Remember last year, Stephen Crichton rubbed it in a little bit to him. There was a bit of argy-bargy with Tarpany.
These are the games that Ricky Stewart lives for. He will have these Raiders players bouncing off the walls.
Boys?
Sharks for me. They'll make a statement Saturday night against the rivalry against the Dragons. I thought the Dragons last week were poor against the Cowboys, poor. And I think the Sharks will win well. And unfortunately, I've got to work there on Saturday night. Channel 9 is doing Saturday night games leading into the semis. I might just not go on. Can I go on religious grounds and say I don't work Saturday nights?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what that religion is. Scientology, I think, don't work Saturday nights. But, yeah, do your best. Or the Church of Andrew.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Latrell Mitchell.
That'd be good.
More likely or less likely to run over 200 metres this weekend?
More likely because he was quiet last week, Matty. In South Sydney's performance against the Sharks, he just couldn't get going. There's a little bit of a theory going around the game that if you're able to keep Latrell quiet in the first 20, 25 minutes of a game, he's a confidence player and just needs a break or a tackle to get him going. He did pick up that try last week off a Sharks error, which I thought, you know, might get him going, but I thought he was pretty quiet. So I'm like you. I think he's in that type of vein of form that he can flick a switch, and he'll get going.
Do something special.
I don't think he will. I don't think he's not that sort of player like Tedesco's in everything, every set of six. He waits and bides his time to really inject himself at the right time. I don't really look at the stats, but I don't think he'll run over 200 metres. He'll probably have three tries this. But I don't see him running over 200
metres. You used to look at your own stats. I remember it full time. You used to go straight to the show.
Oh, wow. Another 3 dalian points.
That's where you and Gal work together. We'll take a break. Metal Recycler's next.